OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country this Tuesday morning. It's October 30th, and it's 7:35 a.m. if you're just getting your morning started. Listen, I want to remind you about how you can connect with us at the OPT Network. Our offices are located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 right here in Alexandria. You can zip it up with 71302, or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. We are always available. And if you happen to get our answering machine, all you got to do is leave us a message and we'll surely call you back. You know, it is still October as it is winding down. Unbelievable. You know, when you look up and you look in the stores and you see that Christmas decorations are already out and Thanksgiving is approaching, you wonder where in the world, D.C., did October go? Well, it has flown by. It has been an incredible month. And you know what? We're still talking about things that are really, really important to this month, and they're breast cancer awareness and also National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. But before we get on point, the main point is if you're driving in this morning, we want you to make sure that you're taking your time and you're getting there safely. School buses, with the exception of holidays and when kids are off school, are traveling every single morning as we're traveling into work. I know it's always a scurry and a hurry to get the kids there, to get yourself there on time. But we like to remind you every single morning, DC, that you simply have to slow down, get there when you get there. And you know, if you're late, there's no need in hurrying because all you're gonna do is create more problems. The most important thing to do in the morning is get up in enough time so that you don't have to hurry and scurry. Get up a few minutes early because you got to allow for those school buses and those school zones. If you're traveling through those school zones, we implore you every single morning to slow down. The resource officers and the crossing guards do an incredibly wonderful job. But you know what? They simply need our help in slowing down through those school zones and making sure that we're keeping our kids safe. So if you're traveling in this morning, stay engaged, put the cell phone down, and get there safely. It's 7:38 a.m. We have an incredibly wonderful show, and we've got a really, really wonderful guest, several wonderful women this morning, and it is going to be a great conversation, one that you simply cannot afford to miss. Stay on point. We're going to have more right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the city of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support. The city of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. And the number to phone Rosa and her team for all of your insurance needs is 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to hicksandhasit.com, or you can go to any of their three locations, whether you're in Alexandria, Leesville, or Monroe. Also, Terra Home. Listen, if you're looking for the most incredible gift, especially as Christmas is approaching, Terra Home is where you should start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. And you know, we remind you, and we have been reminding you through the month of October, and we'll continue to remind you that women that are over the age of 40 must, not maybe, not should, must have their mammograms. You can get that done at Christa St. Francis Cabrini Women's Center, and right now they still have free mammograms available. All you've got to do is phone the hospital by dialing 318-487-1122, 487-1122, or you can phone us at our offices, and we're connecting a lot of people with the free mammograms. This is for women that are underinsured or have no insurance at all. Also, we want to thank McDonald's of Alexandria for being the change that they want to see. Now, this morning and this entire month, we have talked about women and the needs of women. And, you know, it is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we got an email from a lady. And we often talk about women being the victims of domestic violence. And we know that, by and large, more women outnumber the men who are abused. But there are indeed men that are victims of women abusing them in relationships. And so this morning, we wanted to again focus on domestic violence and the issues that we are having, not only in this state, but around the country. And it is an issue that is not going away. No woman, no man should ever be abused, ever, in any relationship. And so this morning, we want to talk about what is happening in our city. We want to talk about what's happening locally. And we know that we had some challenges in the area of domestic violence and in our shelter. But there are some women that are working diligently, that are on the front lines of being the change that they want to see and stopping, raising awareness about domestic violence. And those are the things that we want to talk about. And then a little bit later in the show, we're going to bring in Dr. Robin Smith. And you may remember her from Oprah and Friends Radio. She was a regular contributor to Oprah, the Oprah Winfrey Show. She has been all across the national media. She is a psychologist. And we want to delve into the psychology of domestic violence and the psyche of it and why, like everybody that really doesn't understand this issue, ask the question, why don't these women simply leave? And we know that it is bigger than that. And so we want to break down the psychology of it. We want to talk about it. And most importantly, we want women to listen. We want families to listen. We want men to listen, because this is an issue. As we've talked about breast cancer and we've talked about sitting on the church pews next to women that have been diagnosed with breast cancer and nobody is talking about it. Well, you're sitting next to women that are being abused at church. You're going to work with women that have had to fight all night and you never know, because we understand the mask. We know how to put it on. We know how to be on so that no one ever knows that there is a problem in our lives. And so this morning we intend to dissect some of these issues. And you know, on the ride in, DC and I were talking about truth. And the scripture could never be more real, that the truth sets you or makes you free. And we were saying, you know, it's really sort of a dichotomy, because it takes so many people so long to get to real truth, where you can just take the mask off and you deal with whatever shame you feel like you need to deal with, whatever condemnation you feel like you need to deal with. But when you take the mask off and tell your truth, there is so much freedom that embodies that. And we hope that this conversation will help somebody to get free today, to know that the violence that you may be facing is not your fault. It is going to be an in-depth conversation. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to the executive director, the president of the Family Counseling Agency right here in Alexandria, and also the executive director of the Family Counseling Agency. And we're going to find out what is happening in our very own city, what we're doing to be the change that we want to see. And you know, before we go to break, as I was thinking about this conversation, I thought about many years ago when I first was introduced to domestic violence with the triplet family, with Glenda Caesar and her daughter, who she lost her daughter senselessly. And I looked on my mantle as I was cleaning, and I have her five girls' pictures on my mantle. She was the victim of domestic violence, and she left five young girls here to deal with not having their mom. And it's happening too often. And I'm telling you, we've got to dissect this issue and we've got to try to break this cycle. And the only way that I know how to do it is to start in truth. We're going to take a quick break here.
but we'll be back right after this.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October, so race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting. Oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name,
but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Arnesia Wilson, a contestant in the Miss Black Louisiana Pageant 2013, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping bring positive attention to the Miss Black Louisiana campaign. Thanks, Team OPT, for your inspiring support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD plus so much more when you simply phone 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community and also the city of Alexandria, diversity in action. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about an incredibly important conversation this morning, and we're talking about the national domestic violence issue. And not only is it an issue nationally, it is an issue right here at home. And you know, statistics say that every 15 seconds in the United States, a woman is beaten by her current or former husband or intimate partner. As many as 70% of children who witness domestic violence are also victims of child abuse, and one-third of all teenagers report having experienced violence in a dating relationship. So 4 million women are victims of severe assaults by boyfriends and husbands every single year. This is why we're talking about it. It is an incredibly important conversation, and we ask you this morning to not just listen with your ears, but to listen with your whole self and to listen with your heart. I want to welcome to the OPT Network for the very first time Valerie L. Bayong-Bandy. She is the Executive Director of Family Counseling. She has recently taken this position. She is an educator. She is a woman that understands the needs of women and is working hard to be the change that she wants to see in creating a different type of family right here in Central Louisiana. Valerie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you today?
Absolutely. Do you see, can you bring her up just a little bit? And also, we want to welcome Lynn Hyde to the show. Lynn is the president of the Board of Family Counseling, and she is also working extremely hard to make sure that we see the changes right here in our community. Lynn, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So good to have you guys here. There has been a lot, Lynn, that has happened over the years with Turning Point, and I want you to just talk about the changes that have happened.
Well, currently we don't have the shelter building itself open. It's very expensive to run a shelter, and we've kind of modified how we're doing things. A lot of the research had showed that the ladies are better off if they're more of a respite environment versus being in a shelter with other people,
mm-hmm.
where they can kind of have some time back to relax and have their individual needs met and then move on to their support system or permanent housing of their own.
And so it's really important, ladies, to let women know, and even those people, that although Turning Point is not there, that there is still very real help for women, Valerie.
Yes, absolutely. And Turning Point is still there. It's just the Turning Point program.
Go ahead.
The Turning Point program, it's changed. We've evolved. We actually have a program now where the women, when they enter into our program, the ladies and their children actually go into a head of household situation.
And what does that mean?
That means that they are placed in respite.
Mm-hmm.
We have several places that we place them in, and we foot the bill where they have their own home with their children, and then they begin their counseling services and the independent living skills services that they need to be able to become self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, instead of going into a shelter situation, like Lynn said, where you have other ladies and they may have some issues as well or some problems as well, you're going into a situation where you have your own home. And that's really, we found that that's been more beneficial. And studies have shown that ladies who are placed in their own home as head of household in a battered women's program tend to have a higher possibility of becoming self-sufficient,
mm-hmm.
and a lesser chance of returning to a domestic violence relationship.
Wow. And so for those women, Valerie, that are listening, how do we get them to turn to family counseling, to turn away from those current situations and to seek that help?
The primary thing is this. We have a 24-hour crisis line. It operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all of our crisis lines operate during hurricanes. If you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, please dial 445-2022. That's area code 318-445-2022. And if you're not near a pencil or a pen and you can't write down this number, that's okay. You can Google Family Counseling Agency. Call our office and we'll get you to the help that you need.
And so this is the real issue, Lynn and Valerie. A lot of women will sit and they will listen to the conversation, but there are some women that don't even realize that they are in abusive situations. How do we help them to better understand that they are in an abusive situation?
The primary thing to think about is this. Are you, on a daily basis, avoiding certain types of conversations because you're afraid of the response it'll elicit in your partner? Do you walk on eggshells in your own house? And most importantly, are you afraid to go home? No one should be afraid to go home unless we're children with a homework grade that our parents won't like and we're afraid that we're going to go to timeout.
Mm-hmm.
We as adult women should not be afraid to go to our own home. If you experience that on a regular basis, and it's not something that you just in your mind are thinking, but you've noticed it, you've seen the signs, you're actually afraid to have a voice, that's usually an indicator that there is something that's wrong.
And so for those women, and you've given the number, and we'll give the number throughout the show, you know, at the top of the show, I talked about that guilt and that shame and that mask that many women wear every single day that are going through these issues. How do we help women to pull the mask off, to call the number, which is 318-445-2222? How do we help them to do that and to own their truth?
And it's 2022. The primary thing to realize is this. Everyone has an opinion, whether other people like it or dislike it. It is not an appropriate response to your opinion or your thoughts for someone to withhold money from you, to physically touch you or harm you, mm-hmm. or to intimidate you in any way. Intimidation is not a normal part of a healthy relationship.
And so for those women, though, that have only known that sort of relationship, have only known the intimidation, have only known all of those things that you've talked about, the real issue is how do we begin to break the cycle?
And you're absolutely correct. It does become a cycle. The primary thing to think about is this. Go back to when you were that little girl who saw your parents or maybe your mom mm-hmm. being abused, or that little boy who wanted to help his mother so much when she was being hurt or lying bloody on the floor. Remember how that made you feel. And then seek the help that you're going to need in order to change that, because you do need counseling and therapy services. You need some type of assistance to change learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us don't think about the fact that we can become that lady lying on the floor mm-hmm. if we don't have healthy relationships and positive ways of dealing with conflict.
Absolutely. These are some of the very important issues that we're talking about this morning. And we're talking about how women and even those small percentage of men that are victims of domestic violence can be the change in their own lives that they want to see. And change really starts with each individual. And so we're not only talking about what's happening locally, but we're talking about what's happening nationally and what we can do to help those women that are listening this morning to break free. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we'll be back. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Dr. Robin Smith, who has great insight on this issue. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. Do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone? Think you left me broken down?
doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that secret lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Trust me, myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network, we're joined by Lynn Hyde, who is the president of the Board of Family Counseling, Valerie Byung, who is the executive director of Family Counseling, and we're going to introduce you to Dr. Robin Smith. You may remember her. She's a national television personality, best-selling author, ordained minister, keynote speaker, and a licensed psychologist. Dr. Robin has worked as a national and local television correspondent and appeared on numerous entertainment television shows and programs. Her contributions include The Oprah Winfrey Show, Anderson Cooper, Larry King, NBC, The Today Show. The list goes on and on and on. And we welcome her from a very, very storm-savaged Philadelphia. Dr. Robin, good morning, and thank you for joining us from Philly and in the no-power zone.
Good morning. But, you know, I'll tell you something. You all know better than I do, mm-hmm. given where your show originates from, that just because a storm comes through doesn't mean that the storm dominates our lives.
That's right.
And I think that's what we're here to talk about today, as we're talking about domestic violence. This issue, it is a storm, and it's a raging, deadly, dangerous, threatening storm in the lives of so many women, and also, and I heard you say before you went to break, men as well, that this is something that is harming and destroying many lives. And so as I'm here in Philadelphia, and yes, Hurricane Sandy came through, what I really believe that we need to focus on today is how we really address our lives so that the storm doesn't become our destiny, that it doesn't take away everything that we have. And part of doing that, the beginning, is doing what we're doing, which is gathering mm-hmm. with safe people to have a real conversation about the storms that are raging in our lives, so that if somebody's listening right now and they are in a situation where they've been physically violated, where there is domestic violence, and the silence is more deadly often than the violence itself, that not telling people. There's a quote that I often use, and I have a new book coming out in February called Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. And I use a quote in that book that says, the hunter can never tell the story of the lion. And what that means, it's an African proverb, what that really means is that the person who's being victimized, mm-hmm. the person who is being violated, the hunter, the person that's harming them, they can't tell your story, nor will they mm-hmm. ever tell your real story. So we have to find people who are safe, who are trustworthy, who are wise, where we can begin to break the silence, and that the lion, meaning us, the person who's been harmed, that's been that's being victimized, can tell their own story.
And so, you know, and that's the real issue here. And we were talking about truth, Dr. Robin, before you joined the show. And so I was saying to Lynn and to Valerie this morning that for so many women, we hide behind the mask, and mm-hmm. it is hard to tell our truth. And so what you see ultimately are so many women that are in this vicious generational cycle.
Yeah.
Because we can't own our truth.
And are you saying, and a generational cycle of violence, but also you said something very powerful. There's a quote by Paul Lawrence Dunbar that says, we wear the mask that grins and lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what you're really getting to me, which is at the root of all violence, but particularly domestic violence, it is that we do wear the mask that grins and lies, and that becomes the generational curse, not just the violence,
mm-hmm.
but wearing the mask. And part of what becomes so hard for all of us as women and men, but we're going to stick with women for just a moment here,
right.
is that when we've worn a mask so long, and when our mother has worn a
mm-hmm.
mask, and our grandmother, my grandmother just died in March. She was 108, the daughter of a
wow.
freed slave. Yeah, an amazing, amazing woman. She actually would have just turned 109 last week if she were still living. But, you know, so I look at my mother, who's 92, vibrant and amazing, and she's here in Philly as well. And then my grandmother, who just died, and my great-grandmother. And so
mm-hmm.
if I look at all of that, that's beautiful. Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, what my grandmother accomplished as the daughter of a freed slave and what my mother has accomplished. But the other side of the story, and I tell people this, that this is the part that mommy, which is what I call my mother, mommy doesn't like when I put this part of our family business out,
mm-hmm.
that there is another side to what people see. And it is the part of the mask that isn't so pretty,
mm-hmm.
the part where we've been injured, where we've been scared, where we've dwarfed and been afraid. And that part of the mask that grins and lies is the part that you really want to talk about that becomes a generational, almost a generational curse.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of this opportunity we have together today with you and with Lynn and Valerie and with me and with everyone that's listening mm-hmm. is that we begin to ask, you know what, have I been wearing this mask so long mm-hmm. that I actually think that the mask is me?
That's right.
You know, sometimes we can lie, not because we're bad, but because we're scared, not
right.
because we're evil, but because it's all we know to do. And the Bible mm-hmm. says that you shall know the truth and it shall do what set us free.
That's
it
right.
didn't say it would necessarily make us happy. It said it would set us free.
Mm-hmm.
So part of our challenge today is to figure out, is this thing I wear, how much of it is really me?
Mm-hmm.
How much of it is my real truth? And how much of it is a mask that I've been wearing so long
mm-hmm.
that I actually think that this, you know, airbrushed smile
mm-hmm.
and this makeup and these clothes, and I am an ordained minister. I tell people when I'm preaching in a robe, I say, and my robes are colorful and they're beautiful and I love them, but I say, look, don't buy the hype.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath this robe is somebody who's been injured, who's limping, who's trying to find her way, and who's had to restore and recover my voice. So don't believe that because this robe covers all that up, that's who I am, that I'm some victorious person who
right.
always has things together. I've learned that I wear the mask, as Paul Lawrence Dunbar said,
mm-hmm.
that grins
mm-hmm.
and lies. And
mm-hmm.
so here, as you're talking about truth and breaking the evil cycle of domestic violence, it is with compassion. Because, see, if we are not compassionate, the truth just feels too big and scary.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to figure out, how can I actually today, in this very moment, not condemn myself or my mother or my father or even the person who is harming me, but how can I begin to have compassion that this mess I'm in needs not only the truth, but it needs some tenderness
mm-hmm.
so that I can tolerate looking at what is so brutal a picture?
Absolutely. And you know what? You talk about Paul Lawrence Dunbar, and one of the things that we asked Maya Angelou to do when she was on the show was to recount that poem for us. And the mask, I think, is very apropos this morning, because there are so many of us that are wearing the mask. And this morning's show is about unveiling. It is about finding your truth and finding your voice. And when we come back, Dr. Robin, I want to talk about, ladies, us being in the epicenter of the Bible Belt and how we can use religion and God to keep us steeped in a place where God does not want us to be, and that's in a place of violence and evil and abuse. We're asking you to stay on point for this critically, critically important conversation. We're back right after this.
But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a
creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive, and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood, and that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence and helping us to be the change that they want to see in eradicating breast cancer. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining us this Tuesday morning, October the 20th, what an incredible conversation that we're having with Dr. Robin Smith, who is a noted psychologist, a seminarian, and a motivational speaker. We're also joined by Valerie Byung, who is Valerie Byung Bandy. That is like a tongue twister. She is the executive director of Family Counseling Agency, and also Lynn Hyde, who is the president of Family Counseling Agency. And we're talking about this morning the real truth about domestic violence and the ugliness that lies there. And as a psychologist, Dr. Robin, one of the things that we were thinking about as we were getting ready for this show is that most women who really need to sit down and talk to a psychologist about what they're feeling and how to break free probably might not do that. And so we've got to use this opportunity to really, really speak to their hearts and their minds about this truth, about owning their freedom. But you said something so powerful, so many things so powerful during the break. And one of those things is wearing our truth daily.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, and I'm so grateful, I really just want to say this again, I'm so grateful to be with you this morning. I really believe, I don't believe in coincidence. There's a quote that says that coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. So it's like that God is in something but just decided to not use God's name, you know, sign the signature. And I just believe that in this moment, as we're talking to women and men, men who are both being abused but also the abuser, because we need to care. You know, we can't just care about the person who's abused. We got to care about the person who's doing the abuse. We can't just care about the person who's being bullied. We got to care about the person who's carrying the rage and doing the bullying. So as we're talking about women who are listening and who might not go see a therapist, this issue of putting our truth on daily, and I said to you, you know, that you might hear yourself, and you might say, you know, I'm walking in truth. And I said, well, that's something that we've got to put on every single day anew. Someone who's in recovery from a, an addiction, cocaine or alcohol or sex or whatever it is, they know that they don't just say, oh, they're clean, like once and for all. They know every single day they get up, they've got to choose to live that journey. And I'm saying that every day we get up, it's a choice about whether or not we're going to live in truth. And part of that requires that we have support. So if you don't ever see a psychologist, that's okay. What isn't okay is that you think that you can make the journey, that I think I can make the journey without the loving support of people who will do two things. One, being loving and compassionate, and two, hold me accountable to live in the way that God would have me live. And what I mean by that is we can know one thing for sure, and the older I get, the less I know for sure, but this I do know, that if you are being abused, God is not in it. That's the one thing I know for sure. That I know for sure. I know though, if you're Christian or you're Muslim or you're Buddhist or whatever you are, what I know for sure is that if you are being abused, God is never a part of abuse.
Right.
Never, ever. So we don't have to wonder, like, you know, would God want me, I mean, maybe I'm learning something, maybe I did something wrong, maybe, No. And maybe we need to learn something. Maybe we need to correct something, but if you're being abused, the thing I'm sure of and the thing I want the person who's listening to be 100% certain of this day and for the rest of their lives, to know that if somebody is shoving you, somebody is slapping you, somebody is threatening you, somebody is cursing at you, maybe not putting their hands on you, but calling you, as we said when I was growing up,
out of your name.
Calling you out of your name. Now, some people may not know what that means, but cursing at you, we know what that means. But calling you out of your, God is not in that abuse, because God's not an abuser.
Now, Dr. Robin, I hear you saying that, and I hear you saying that with so much fervor and so much force, but there is still that woman out there that is in church every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, and she is saying that God has ordained her, that she has taken these vows for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then she's getting with the sisters that said, we're just going to pray it out of him, you know, that we can change him somehow. And we do know, we know that prayer does change things.
Absolutely.
But we need to speak to those women that are in this constant vicious cycle that just believe that because they have taken those marriage vows, that they're somehow, they're there, and that's
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, in my book, Lies at the Altar, The Truth About Great Marriages, talks about the marriage vows and what they really mean. And so does, for instance, in sickness and health mean that if someone, if I've married someone who is an addict, that I have to stay with someone who chooses their addiction over me? I mean, is that what that meant? I don't think so. So when we said till death do us part, did that mean that you could kill me?
Right.
And it would be the will of God?
Right.
I mean, is that, I mean, no, that's not what we're talking about, forsaking all others. Well, we usually think that means an affair. Well, it also may mean that you're not supposed to forsake yourself. You can't be in a marriage and be abused and think that actually that marriage and the way you're living it, and if you have children, even worse yet, that your kids are learning that abuse goes with marriage, mm-hmm. that disrespect goes with marriage. You know, a gas stove. If you have a gas stove and you just turn it on and the gas comes up, well, how about when that stove isn't working well? And for some of us, again, who grew up in certain environments, you might have to light the stove with a match.
Mm-hmm.
If a kid grows up watching you light the stove with a match, they don't know that stove wasn't created to be lit with a match. It was created if it were functioning whole and fully the way it was designed for you to turn the knob and the gas comes on by itself.
Right.
And so what I'm talking about in this around women who are saying we can pray and pray for his change, pray mm-hmm. for his transformation, you know, pray that you won't be killed.
Right.
And pray that he'll, you know, come to himself, come to God. And you left out a very important entity who is also needs to be held accountable in this narrative that is keeping women trapped, harmed, and sometimes killed, which is the pastor of the church. And again, I can say that I'm an ordained minister. So like I said, when I talk about the church, I'm talking about my family.
Ooh, girl, Dr. Robin, I'm going to tell you, when you said that, everybody went, ooh.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she didn't say the pastor.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the message that I put out as a leader
mm-hmm.
around the issue of violence, or do I go silent around it and kind of know that someone in the church is being battered and abused, and as a mm-hmm. leader, as a minister, as a pastor, as an ordained clergy, I don't say anything about it. Well, we know that what we don't speak about says everything. I mean, we know that it yells a message. So,
and let me just break in right there, Dr. Robin, because I think you're right on point. And I have been saying, and we have been saying, are we asking too much from the church, from the pastors? We've been asking this question not only about domestic violence, and oh, my phone is about to start blowing up, but we've been asking this question about what we're saying about women's health, because let's face it, Dr. Robin, any church USA is filled primarily with women.
Yes, yes.
So how are we really speaking to them?
The question is, are we asking too much of the church? I mean, it's like people have asked, are we asking too much of the president? Well, it's not that the church can solve all our problems or that President Obama could solve all our problems. The issue is the areas that the church can address and not be silent on. So I wouldn't expect the church to be silent about breast cancer. So if I don't expect them, because there are many women who are not doing self-breast exams, so I would hope that my church would mm-hmm. be talking about self-exams. If
right.
I expect them to talk about breast cancer, why wouldn't I expect them to talk about domestic violence? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, really, what are we talking about? I mean, that we pick and choose what truth we're willing to address?
Wow.
Because I'm uncomfortable? Because I might upset someone? Well, maybe I might upset someone, but it also might save someone's life. And if we come with a spirit of humility
mm-hmm.
and a spirit, and that's why I said, hear everything that I'm saying, and a spirit of compassion, not only for the woman who is being victimized, but for the man, because he does not understand that every time he slaps, hurts, curses at his wife, his woman, his children, he is also harming his own soul,
mm.
his own dignity.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want, I mean, somebody doesn't, a man doesn't grow up and say, oh, I want to be an abuser.
That's right.
his own self-hatred
mm-hmm.
that he doesn't know what to do if he doesn't have a voice. So if the pastor, the church, clergy, if we're going to pray for something, let us pray that there is an environment where not only the person being abused can find safety and refuge, but the person who is doing the abusing, mm-hmm. that he can find a safe place where he's not tarred and feathered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, held accountable, but he's got to be loved on.
That's right.
He's got to be loved to healing. He can't magically drop the shackles and the evil of abuse. He needs someone where he can talk about the ways in which his own dignity has been so robbed
mm-hmm.
that he needed to turn around and strip the dignity of somebody else.
That's exactly right. Dr. Robin, you know what? We just can't thank you enough. You have been so powerful, so honest, so profound this morning that we cannot wait to have you back to talk about, quite frankly, whatever it is that you want to talk about. But I know you've got your new book, Hungry, The Truth About Being Full, and we cannot wait to explore all that is in the inside of that
book.
Well,
it's my honor, and thank you so much for allowing me, really, to be with you and to be, I mean, with you, not just doing the show, but with you on point, so that we are not just changing the lives of people who are listening, but in this moment, my own life. I mean, I'm getting ready to deal with whatever happened from a storm,
mm-hmm.
but this has really been food for my own soul. It's put steel back into my own being,
mm-hmm.
and I feel blessed and just want you to know that Louisiana is, and I said this to you off the air, is a place that is so near and dear to my heart. What you all have gone through, what you're still going through, and what you're finding a way to have a voice when life would have tried
mm-hmm.
to really steal not just your joy, but your voice and your mission. So thank you so much. I'm honored that you would allow me to come on this very day and be with you. Yeah, God bless you. God keep you. God set all of us free, so that we can live the lives that we are meant to be, that we are destined to be, and that God has for us.
Dr. Robin, thank you so much for spending the very best and probably the hairiest part of your morning in Philadelphia with us right here on the official OPT Network. We consider that you will be a regular contributor to the OPT Network. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Dr. Robin, absolutely.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home, for the best gifts,
home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Lynn Hyde, president of the Family Counseling Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Valerie Bayon-Bandy, executive director of Family Counseling Agency, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT network for helping us strengthen individuals and families through counseling, education, and advocacy. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain, what an incredible team down in Bunkie. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. Don't forget about those mega raffle tickets. Darlene's got them in Bunkie, among a lot of other people, and we're going to tell you hopefully more about that. Also, she's in Opelousas. The number's 337-942-9939. We want to thank McDonald's of Pineville, who is also helping us to be the change that they want to see in eradicating breast cancer. We welcome back to the show Lynn Hyde, who's the president of the Board of Family Counseling, and Valerie Bayon-Bandy, who is the executive director at Family Counseling. And we're sitting here just really... what are we doing? We are chewing on and really, really feasting on the word of Dr. Robin Smith. And, you know, we were saying during the break that really the chutzpah that she displayed in just saying those things that needed to be said about where we are as a people in accepting domestic violence, Valerie, was just, what was that for you?
I thought it was very positive what she said, because it brought up a lot of points that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but she's absolutely correct. And she brought up some other points as well. But one thing I want to just put in people's ear before Lynn and I leave today is, a lot of times we'll say the church isn't helping me or the therapist isn't helping me. And sometimes we have to think about one important thing. Most of us have yet to really unleash the power of our own spirits.
Oh.
And we forget that it's our spirit that animates our body. It's our spirit that leads us through this earth and takes us to places and leads us to certain things. And it is our spirit that gravitates us toward other types of spirits in relationships. Do you have a broken spirit? Do you feel as if you're a fixer-upper? So you're looking for someone to fix you. And if he's going to hit you or hurt you or be mean to you, that's okay, because just his presence is going to fix me. If you feel that way, then your spirit is not where it needs to be. And you need to understand that you need to get the skills, the help, the services you need to unlearn whatever is in your past that triggered whenever you meet somebody who's a little rough, or you're attracted to that roughneck. Why are you, as a female, attracted to a man that is not going to lift you up or make you feel like a queen? And a lot of us will fall back on the church, but we have to think about something. Christ laid down his life for the church.
Mm-hmm.
We as Christians submit to God, but we have to keep in mind what God has done for us.
That's
so
right.
If you're not in a relationship where you just don't feel like you're beautiful or amazing or special, then you're probably in the wrong one. Because the right one is going to make you feel powerful, even on those bad days
mm-hmm.
when both of you have woken up with morning breath and you, and you don't even want to look at each other. But in the end, you know your life is better because that person's in it. So that's what you look for in a relationship, and that's what you look for in yourself.
You know what? Dr. Robin was right on point. Soft-spoken, but powerful. That, Valerie, that is so powerful, and you're absolutely right, because you know what? I think that, I don't know for you, Lynn, we all sat really in awe listening to Dr. Robin, but God is not going to impose his will on our want. So if it is your will to be with someone that hurts you, that denigrates you, that treats you less than a queen. And you know what? You know what the true measure, I think, of a good man is? You can see if a woman is glowing.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell if she's being treated like fine bone china or if she's just being treated like a paper plate. You know what I'm saying? You can see the glow in a woman. And if you don't have that glow this morning, then we want to encourage you, Valerie, to give them that number to family counseling so we can begin to, you know, to just transition.
You can call the 24-hour crisis line. There is someone there day and night, even during hurricanes. Area code 318-445-2022. That's area code 318-445-2022. Call us anytime, day or night. We'll be there to help you. Or you can call Family Counseling Agency. By the way, we do provide services for men who have had a history of domestic violence but who want to change. That number is 318-448-0284. If you are a gentleman who has been in that situation, please don't wait to be arrested or for the courts to make you mm-hmm. come to seek help. Empower yourself and come and get the help you need so you can move on to healthy relationships. Give us a call at 448-0284. And if you are a woman in need of help, safe haven, if you need rest or peace or counseling, call us, 445-2022. We're there to help you.
And you know, Lynn, you and I met really as you started on the front lines of this movement. And I said to Lynn before we started the show, I know personally the time investment, the emotional investment that Lynn and her husband Ray, because he has really worried about your being going through this process to help women. And so for that, Lynn, we can't say thank you enough, because see, we just see sort of the periphery of things. But when you have that insight and you know that people have a heart like what you have for women, and creating an environment where women can find respite and where they can find the help that they need, we cannot thank you enough for the time. Because what people don't may not know is that you guys have another whole business, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, that you're running. But in addition to that, you are working diligently to make sure that family counseling has what it needs to serve this community.
Well, it's something I truly believe in, all the good that's done from it. I'm there, I'm seeing it, and it's worth any kind of work that we put into it. And I can't imagine just turning my back on it, because it's so important and it's made such a tremendous difference in people's lives.
And so for you, Lynn, as you listened to Dr. Robin, and we all sat here just saying, wow, that these were things that really just needed to be spoken. For you, what really resonates in your heart and in your mind?
Well, I just was thinking through the whole thing, something I've thought before, but she was just kind of reverberating stuff. God does not intend you for you to be in a relationship like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's help out there, and we care. We're there to help you. And, you know, just seek it out.
And, you know, the word tells us that we have not, Valerie and Lynn, because we ask not.
Mm-hmm.
And until we can empower women and even men, because we got just what I feel was a daunting email from a concerned family member that had a man that was in a domestic situation where the woman had poured boiling water on him. He had third degree burns over 60% of his body, and she had thrown hot grits on him. And so there are reversals in this situation, but the statistics show us that women are in these situations far more than men, but we don't want to discount the men, and that every 15 seconds, and so throughout the whole entirety of this broadcast, some woman somewhere in some part of the country, right here at home, was being abused.
Right. Now, we have anger management classes for the women, too, who have a difficulty with that in the relationship. So don't ever forget that, because it happens both ways.
Absolutely. And so these are issues, and a lot of times, Lynn and Valerie, people are hesitant to seek out family counseling services because as women, and I don't know if it's cultural or what, but we have been told you don't talk about your business. You don't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. And so that's another trap, Valerie, that we get stuck.
Yes, because when you come to see licensed therapists like we have at Family Counseling Agency, you are protected by several laws. We have strict confidentiality rules. And in addition to that, one other thing, Carlette, that might stop people from coming is they're afraid they can't afford the services.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we are a Magellan provider. We are a Medicaid provider. We accept most insurances. And if you don't have those things, we also have a sliding fee scale based on income. So please don't let a money issue stop you from getting the help that you need.
Absolutely. And we need to encourage those women. And Tanya Williams said it last week, to come up with a safety plan.
Yes. And we'll develop that with them when they come in, as well as an independent living skills plan so they can help get on their feet economically. And we provide job placement assistance.
Absolutely. Again, give that number where women can reach out and where men can reach out as well.
Mm-hmm. That number is 448-0284. That's area code 318-448-0284.
And you know what? This is just the beginning. And you know, we mark October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But this is something, Lynn and Valerie and even Dr. Robin Smith, that we have got to continue to reverberate, resonate. We've got to begin to lift our voices. And I love what Dr. Robbins said, you know, we have to wear our truth daily. And I know, and anybody that's ever dealt with truth know that sometimes it can be hard. It can be hard to reveal your truth because we're so concerned about what others think or what others' perceptions of us are. But until you strip down, take the mask off, and I'm talking expressly to women, because we know how to put the right outfit together. We know how to wear the right weave or the right wig or the right hair. You know, we've got all of the right answers, but until we strip ourselves down to that natural part of ourselves that is truth, we're going to continue to find more women living in untenable, unacceptable relationships. That's just the way that it is. We want to give that number again, y'all. Help is there. All you've got to do is reach out.
Area code 318-448-0284.
Absolutely. 318-448-0284. One more time.
448-0284.
0284. It's an important number, y'all, and we hope that you'll reach out. Lynn and Valerie, thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for the work that you guys are doing. And you know what? It is work that continues. Tell me again. All right. We're looking to make sure that, yeah, those are the right numbers. And there's a website as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, www.fca4sinlaw.com, or just Google us, Family Counseling Agency.
Absolutely. There's a lot of newness going on at Family Counseling, and they are the change that they want to see. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. We've got to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service
24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Chicken by McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Well, you know what? This morning has gone by entirely too quickly, but this is what we want to leave you with. Domestic violence of any type is unacceptable, but unfortunately it is on the rise, and so our mission is to bring you the best information, the best people in our city, Lynn Hyde, Valerie Bayong Bandy, and all of the people who are on the front lines of fighting change. Dr. Robin Smith, who's a psychologist, seminarian, motivational speaker. We are trying to connect people so that we can be change. And Valerie, I think you so poignantly said it. Change really has to start with us and in our spirits. And so this morning, we hope that you have been encouraged, that you have been uplifted, and most importantly, that you have been enlightened to change yourself. Because we say it every morning, and they're not just words, but change, remember, it starts with you, and it starts with me. And so we can feel in the spirit, you guys, listening with such attentiveness and such real understanding about these issues. And so we thank you for that. And we always thank you for spending what we know is the very best part. It's the quickest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We want to remind you to have a great and a safe Tuesday. And I promise you, tomorrow we're going to run down that super mega raffle list. Because guess what? We still have the month of November that we're saying hell no to breast cancer. We're eradicating breast cancer, and we're doing that by raising money. So you got to stay on point for that. And the month of November is going to be incredibly off the chain. So you've got to go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com and see who and what is next. Thank you so much. You guys have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcx.com.